New revelations, such as the ones in Sundance's article from CTH, posted below about USAID's deep entanglement with intelligence agencies, expose a covert and unconstitutional assault on American democracy. This isn't just about misused tax dollars, it's about the weaponization of government agencies to shape public opinion, manipulate elections, and control the media. For years, USAID has been known as an arm of U.S. foreign policy, often operating in coordination with intelligence agencies to influence political landscapes overseas. However, recent disclosures confirm that USAID has also been involved in domestic political operations, directing funds to groups that influence media narratives, public perception, and even activism inside the United States. This is a direct and flagrant violation of the U.S. Constitution, particularly the First Amendment, which protects against government interference in the free press, a violation of free speech and press freedoms. The First Amendment ensures that the government cannot control speech or manipulate the press, yet USAID's funding of political influence campaigns suggests a hidden apparatus designed to steer public opinion. When government-backed organizations receive funding to push specific narratives, it undermines journalistic independence and turns the media into a propaganda machine, weaponizing government agencies against the people. The U.S. government is prohibited from conducting covert intelligence operations against its own citizens. Yet USAID's role in financing influence campaigns shows that this boundary has been systematically eroded. Under the pretext of national security, intelligence agencies have exploited legal loopholes to justify operations that interfere with elections, policy debates, and public trust in institutions. This is not a conspiracy theory, it is documented reality. The passage of the Patriot Act in 2001 provided legal cover for domestic intelligence operations, allowing agencies like the CIA and DHS to coordinate with entities such as USAID to shape public discourse. As these revelations come to light, it is becoming increasingly clear that the intelligence community has been operating far beyond its intended mandate, influencing the very system it is meant to serve. Are we being managed? A coordinated release of information. Consider the pattern. The Twitter files revealed how the Department of Homeland Security controlled online speech. The 2020 election cycle exposed serious concerns about intelligence agencies' role in shaping narratives. Now, USAID's domestic influence operations have been unveiled. The timing of these revelations raises an important question. Are we genuinely uncovering the truth, or is this a managed disclosure designed to control the conversation? Think critically. When damaging information about government influence emerges, is it because brave journalists and whistleblowers are exposing the truth? Or is the intelligence community strategically releasing information to get ahead of narratives that were already unraveling? A constitutional crisis in the making. The U.S. Constitution was designed to limit government power and protect the people from tyranny. Yet what we are witnessing is the opposite. A growing intelligence apparatus operating without oversight, manipulating the political landscape, and threatening the very foundation of a free republic. This is not just a scandal, it's a constitutional crisis. Congress must act. The courts must intervene. The American people must demand accountability. The question we must ask is simple. Are we still living under a constitutional government, or has it already been replaced by something else? Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Big picture context for USAID revelations. Are we being managed? February 5, 2025, Sundance. The fact that the United States Agency for International Development, USAID, was a sub-silo for the CIA is not a new revelation. In fact, this website and several others have been deep in the research of the networking for years. From the Arab Spring to Libya, to the color revolution in Ukraine, to the attempted overthrow of Viktor Orban in Hungary, to overturning the outcome of the Romanian election, remember it was a global intelligence determination, to the efforts to support Emmanuel Macron, to influence and IC control over Moldova, and on to the efforts of USAID and Samantha Power in Tbilisi, Georgia, the footprint of USAID in connection to the CIA was always transparent. The fact that USAID was similarly involved in domestic influence operations is now coming forth with receipts showing how USAID paid domestic political groups for activism, paid for media influence operations, and generally did the same thing inside the United States that the CIA, USAID were doing outside the USA. The DC apoplexy is related to these USAID-CIA revelations, the financial benefits many were receiving, and the publicity therein. Factually, the passage of the Patriot Act in October of 2001 created the legal authority for CIA operations to engage in domestic politics under the auspices of national security. That's the entire role of the ODNI to act as the pivot point permitting the CIA to collaborate with the newly formed Department of Homeland Security, DHS. From this now legally justified origin, the tentacles of CIA and DHS then enmeshed with the FBI, culminating in the example of former FBI Special Agent Peter Strzok discussing the CIA as their sister agency, and receiving a CIA coin as a token of appreciation for the collaborative efforts. In sum, the CIA and FBI work in partnership with the DNI and DHS. It's all one big intelligence community network, and USAID was just a system of influence used both in foreign and domestic affairs. That's the generally big picture behind all of these USAID revelations. None of this is really arguable any longer, and with each new detail, the information only affirms the nature of the IC system we have been discussing for several years. Domestically, the involvement of the CIA in the impeachment effort of President Donald Trump was always visible. Intel Community Inspector General Michael Atkinson changed the CIA whistleblower rules, permitting a legal path for the CIA, Eric Ciaramella, to leak information about President Trump's call with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky. Former U.S. DAG Mary McCord was the former boss of Atkinson and receiver of the information from NSC Vindman and CIA Ciaramella, within her new position as lead staff for Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler on the impeachment committee. None of this is in question. We have always discussed it openly as we researched the network and outlined the data providing the receipts. The newer aspects are how the USAID silo was used to influence the media on the CIA's impeachment operation. The bottom line doesn't change. The impeachment of President Trump was a CIA operation. However, we here and other intellectually honest research groups always knew this. So, the USAID revelations are highlighting the relationship with the CIA. And the USAID revelations also reveal how the CIA was effectively working on domestic political influence operations. But the USAID revelations are not really revelations. Per se, what they really represent are undeniable receipts for what we already knew. It's good to have these affirmations, but the background of it all remains the same as it was before the receipts were generated. Amid this frenzy of information coming forth about USAID, I recently said this in the public square, Twitter. I would advise everyone to pause for a moment as the fevered pitch of a new awakening takes shape specifically around the USAID information. Ask ourselves, are we being managed? Pause, think about the Twitter files as a reference for how DHS was controlling online speech and communication. Did the Twitter files reveal the DHS control mechanisms, or was the DHS control system coming to light in the revelations needed to be managed? Was the Twitter file release a control mechanism to get out in front of something the American people were discovering on their own? That's the reference here. Were we managed by a controlled system releasing the Twitter file information? If you understand that reference, then ask yourself, as this USAID information, which at its core outlines how the intelligence community was in control of multiple DHS silos to influence American society, yet another operation to control information that was coming to light? Don't be emotional about it. Think logically. Are we discovering the USAID information because elements in the IC understood the USAID information was starting to surface in the national conversation organically? If you can see the similar approach to both the DHS control of the social media coming to light, Twitter files, and the same DHS control of the USAID tentacles, then is it accidental that Elon Musk is involved in both information releases? Big picture, is the IC managing the revelations? All roads lead to Langley. Is the journey being managed? Think about it, the DHS, ultimately IC, control over social media was coming to light as an outcome of the COVID fiasco. Lawsuits in defense of speech were revealing how DHS was influencing and controlling information. Then came a controlled release within the Twitter files. The DHS, ultimately IC, control over elections was coming to light as an outcome of the 2020 vs. 2024 vote scale that could no longer reasonably be concealed. Thanks to Trump, both system engagements, think of them as essentially datasets, were coming to light as the American people used every questioning mechanism that was available, including courts. Essentially, we the people were in an unwitting, to most, fight with the IC, CIA, and the IC started losing control of the battlefield. Opening the door to their USAID-CIA library of prior conduct and then standing back and letting the information flow out of the dark room, can be looked at as yet another controlled release operation for information that was already being discussed and only gaining traction amid the greater awakening. Is it just a coincidence that both controlled information releases originate from the same source, Elon Musk? This doesn't mean that President Trump is some collaborative actor in the enterprise. In fact, I would argue the exact opposite. Donald Trump is organic. Organic systems need to be managed and controlled. The assassination effort failed. Immediately thereafter, Musk appeared with support. Source: CTH.